Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The shortstop, Chico Salmon. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Trusiewski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Hiller. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, John Hiller. And now, play ball. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal strikes out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon strikes out. Two outs. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McAuliffe. The throw from Askew and he is out, Fuller applying the tag. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is called out on strikes. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant bunts towards the mound. Hiller fields it and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to second. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harper scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski strikes out. Two outs. John Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Tiant covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trusiewski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuller hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0 for 0 in the game. Tiant hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alvis moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Trusiewski fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 1 in the game. Frien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves juggles the ball. That's an error on Alves. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Tiant covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Salmon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up towards short. Trasuski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Trasuski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trasuski is 0 for 1 in the game. Trasuski strikes out. One out. John Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Hiller hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harper. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trasuski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alves hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians won, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fuller moves to second. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Frian settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 3 in the game. Salmon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Frian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frian is 0 for 2 in the game. Frian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 0 for 2 in the game. Trusiewski hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown pinch hits for John Hiller. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Darryl Patterson now pitching. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Billy Harris pinch runs for Tony Horton. Jimmy Hall pinch hits for Joe Askew. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harris moves to second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Duke Sims now catching. Larry Brown now playing shortstop. Chico Salmon now playing first base. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 3 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Salmon, and towards Fuller, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trasuski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fuller is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luke Limchok pinch hits for Luis Tiant. Luke Limchok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Vicente Romo now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0-for-3 in the game. Frien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Romo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-4 in the game. Salmon hits a pop-up towards short. Trasuski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Frien and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is walked intentionally. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Larry Brown. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing first base. Chico Salmon now playing shortstop. Dick Trasuski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trasuski is 0-for-3 in the game. Trasuski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley pinch hits for Darryl Patterson. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Dobson now pitching. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Alves is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Harper is called out on strikes. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fuller hits a pop-up towards short. Trasuski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Northrup moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 4 in the game. Kaline strikes out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 4 in the game. Cash is walked intentionally. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 4 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. LeMay pinch hits for Vicente Romo. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 5 in the game. Salmon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 4 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive towards short. Salmon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Trasuski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trasuski is 0 for 4 in the game. Trasuski hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers won. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Price pinch hits for Pat Dobson. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Northrup hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harper. Northrup reaches second base with a double. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-5 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Alvis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Harper strikes out. There goes Alvis. The throw from Freehan to second, and Alvis is out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Fuller takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fuller moves to second. Sonny Siebert pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Paul now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Cash strikes out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-5 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-5 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wirt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trasuski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-6 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trasuski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cardinal moves to second. One out. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Lolick now pitching. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the Indians won, and the Tigers won. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 0 for 5 in the game. Trusiewski strikes out. One out. Wayne Cummer pinch hits for Mickey Lolick. Wayne Cummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cummer hits a line drive towards short. Salmon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2 for 6 in the game, with a single and a double. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 3 for 6 in the game, with two singles and a double. Northrup hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McAuliffe moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 6 in the game. Kaline is walked intentionally. McAuliffe moves to third. Northrup moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 17, with the score, the Indians won, and the Tigers won. The Indians will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Harper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 17, with the score, the Indians won, and the Tigers won. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 6 in the game. Freehan is hit by the pitch. Horton moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 6 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wirt hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sims fields it and throws to third for the out. Freehan moves to second. One out. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 0 for 6 in the game. Trusiewski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freehan scores. Wirt moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.